Well, that was definitely the nicest thing anybody's ever said about me on stage. If the bar wasn't set high, now it is. So I'm Ryan. I'm the student director here at 514 Church, and I'm really excited about the day. But something else that I'm way more excited about is this girl, Jessica Ann Savage. And in 5 weeks, I will marry the girl that I'm more in love with than anybody I've ever loved in my entire life. And we are getting ready to embark on this journey together. And I'm like, I was ready for it the day I got engaged when I made that decision, and I'm 20 times more ready for us to go down this road together now. And it's so fun because now I can, like, instead of like pretend thinking about my future and who the wife is gonna be and who the kids are, now I can like really like envision it. And so we're gonna have a family, and we're gonna like have a house, and we're gonna have like, we already kind of have a dog. It's her dog. It just, he loves me more, or she loves me more than she loves Jess, and you know, that's just one of the things. But you know, we are in this amazing season in our life, and anybody who's been through this can probably identify with me. The day I got engaged was the most memorable day of my life, and I like to think that the day I get married is going to be the next, until something else, like children come along or something. And it's an amazing season. It is so good right now. And in preparing to get married and spend our life together, we want to like start off on a good track. We want to like figure out the best way to do that. And so we've been doing marriage counseling with Kenny Sipes, who owns, side plug, he owns the Roosevelt Coffee Shop, and everybody needs to go and get a cup of coffee from the Roosevelt. But Kenny is doing our marriage counseling. And this is like, we're doing this so we can learn some skills to like figure life out together and like navigate through this relationship. And we're doing this because we know that like as good as it is right now and all these amazing plans that we have for our future together, that it might not always stay that way. And that in reality, and I don't want to be a pessimist, you know, and I love to be optimistic, but we're trying to be realistic here. And we know that like this is a season that we're going through. This is a season of our relationship, and that this marriage is, and our relationship, even up to this point, it hasn't been this thing that stood still. It's always transitioning, and as we move forward, it is going to continue to transition. And there's going to be good times, and there's going to be bad times. And I hope there's way more good times than bad times, but I'm an idiot sometimes, and I make bad things happen. But you know, our relationship isn't this straight line. It has these seasons to it. And right now, it's really good. But we're going to go through hard times. And we see this all over in the world that we live in. We see this in nature, right? You see the seasons. And some people in here, I mean, we are in like, this is like an awesome season, minus the humidity. But, you know, in Ohio, we see seasons like nobody else sees seasons. And you know, it's like these super miserable winter months, and then all of a sudden it's like 45 degrees, and like people are wearing tank tops, and it's just like, here comes summer, like let's get the flip-flops out. And we see this in our weather. We see this in Blue Jackets and Buckeyes. We see this in sports, and we have been, I mean, come on, we've been blessed. We got some good football around here, and even the Blue Jackets, you know, they definitely started in a low season, a new team. And last year, you know, there's all these, like, amazing fans. And I am not, like, I'm not going to, like, pose and say that, like, I've loved them all the way. I love them because I live here and I have to love them. And it's, like, heretical to say that, like, not heretical. It's, like, bad to say that you're, like, don't love the Blue Jackets. So, I love the Blue Jackets, but I don't love the Blue Jackets. But there's so many diehard fans out there that have been sticking with it through these low seasons. And last year they made the playoffs. It wasn't a Stanley Cup, but they're definitely on the upswing. And we see these seasons, and we see them in my marriage. We see them in nature. We see them in sports. But the reality of it is that all of life has seasons. That this isn't just representative of a part of our life, but this is actually all of life. And our life has this ebb and flow. It's like a roller coaster, and there's these things, and it's up and down. And a lot of times we look at life, right, and we want it to be good. We want it to be just good always. And then there's some people in this room, and you look at life, and you're like, life is just bad. And I'm so excited to share this with you guys, because like, this is something that I've learned over the last few years, and I believe that like, if you know this, if we understand what I'm getting ready to share about life and about God, that it makes everything different. And so seasons just aren't a part of life. There's more to it. It's not just this random thing, this world that we live in. Seasons are a part of God's plan. God actually designed seasons, and God wants to use seasons. Seasons are a part of God's plan. The book of Ecclesiastes, written by this guy, King Solomon, and he was like said to be one of the wisest, richest kings in the world. And he spent his life, his fortune, trying to figure out, like, what is life about? What is the purpose of life? Why are we here? And trying to make sense of these seasons. And so he wrote this book, Ecclesiastes, all about it. And in chapter 3, he shows us something really important. And this is what he said. There's a time for everything and every season. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And what he's saying, look, guys, what I figured out about life is that it has seasons. And he's not talking about seasons like things that we control. What he's talking about is like we have things that we want it to be. We want life to be good all the time. And what he's saying is like there are things that are out of our control. There are circumstances of life, and as we move through this life, these circumstances are going to send us on a roller coaster, and we're going to experience different seasons in our life. And after this, he goes on, and he lays out like 14 or 15 different examples of these times of our lives, these opposing forces, these seasons that we go through, and I just picked three of them. He says, a time to be born and a time to die. There's a season of birth, there's a season of life, and there's a season of death. And that's the world we live in. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. Things happen in our world and we're crushed. They're sad, they're hard. But then there's a season to laugh. There's a time of life for joy. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance. There's a time to mourn and then there's a time to celebrate. There are different seasons. There are circumstances of life, and as we move through them, we get to experience seasons. Seasons are a part of God's plan. And so you ask, like, what's the point? Like, why does this matter? Why is this so important? And this is critical. And like, I say it's a part of God's plan, and I want to share with you, like, what that plan is. It's actually incredibly intentional and purposeful. And God wants to use these seasons for something very specific in everyone's life here. No matter how old you are, no matter what you've gone through, no matter where you're at, God wants to use this to show you something and to teach you something. And what we learn is that seasons are a part of God's plan to change our perspective. God wants to use seasons to change how we look at this world and to change how we look at our life. When we fast forward a few chapters in Ecclesiastes, Solomon goes on to tell us more specifically about that plan. And this is what he says. He says, take a good look at God's work. Who could simplify and reduce creation's curves and angles to a plain and straight line? And he's saying again, like, look, like, this is what God did. This is the world we live in, and it's totally out of our control. And if God says there are seasons, then nobody can straighten that out. Nobody can make a straight line out of that. This is where we live. And then he goes on to explain why. And he says, on a good day, enjoy yourself. Enjoy it. It's a gift from God. Enjoy it on a good day, and on a bad day, examine your conscience. What he's saying is when life gets hard, when we're in the low seasons, when we have rough days, he says, think about this. Consider this. Take a step back and think about life and think about who you are. And he says, God arranges for both kinds of days, so that we won't take anything for granted. God arranges for both kinds of days so that we won't take anything for granted. Granted, another way to say that is so that we won't have assumptions about life. And so often we get in these places in our life that we forget their seasons. And maybe you've never even heard this. And we think that like life should just always be good. And when life isn't good, then it's broken. Or that you're broken, or that you're doing something wrong. Or there's a lot of people in this room, and this is you. And you think that life is bad. And what happens so often is we go through these seasons in our life, and we get in these low spots, and we think because this is the way life is now, this is the way it's always gonna be. And we think that on both sides of the curve. Because this is the pain and the hurt that I'm experiencing now, this is how it's always going to be. That it's not gonna change. And in the midst of these amazing seasons, we fool ourselves and we think, because life is amazing, because life is so great, because the world I live in, because my relationships, because my work, because my finances, because my family, because all these things are amazing, that like I've made it and that's the way that it's always gonna be. And then when it's not and we go into the next season of our life, we say, what's wrong? What happened? And so this message, it's a message of like reality for some people. And then for a lot of people, this is a message of hope. This is a message of like, let's see the big picture and let's have something to hold on to. And let's have a realistic view and expectation of life. Because it's not over yet, and the pain and hurt that we feel isn't going to last forever. When I was in high school, I was super insecure. I lacked a lot of confidence, and you guys might look at me and like, well, you're on stage, and you're like, how could that happen? And like, I'm still really insecure, ask Jess. But I had a really hard time in high school, and I didn't like high school very much. And it was a struggle for me, and I just wanted to fit in. Man, I just wanted to belong. I was focused on, I mean, that's what my world was about. I was consumed with this social thing about high school, and I just wanted to be a part of it. I wanted the right people to like me and think about me a certain way. And I remember my graduation day and standing there with, you know, 500 classmates and getting ready to walk across the stage, and like, I had this epiphany, right? I'm standing there, and I realize that everything I worked so hard for the last 4 years, doesn't matter anymore. That world, that my world is gonna be completely different now that I've graduated. I realized that high school was just a season of my life. And can I tell you that like if I realized this sooner, if I had a better perspective about life, I would have made decisions completely differently. I would have had totally different relationships. I would have focused on different things. But my world was so small, and I didn't realize that there's more to come, and that the way life is right now isn't the way that life is always going to be. And for me, that epiphany was freeing. It was freeing to move on to that next season of my life. Seasons are part of God's plan to change our perspective. God wants us to see life for what it really is and not what we want it to be, because there are circumstances of life that are out of our control, and all of us will go through seasons. Matthew Henry, a Bible scholar that I love, said this about Ecclesiastes and said this about like the seasons of our lives and the seasons that we go through. And he says, enjoy the good of our labor and a humble dependence upon God and his providence. Neither lift it up with hopes, nor cast down with fears, but an evenness of mind, expecting every event. And when he says this, he doesn't mean that like when we understand this, that we know what's next. Well, right now I'm about here, and so it's gonna get a little worse before it gets better. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is expecting every event, expecting that we have no idea what's next, expecting that we don't know what life has to offer us. We don't know what season comes next. And he says, an evenness of mind. And it's this idea that as we go through this roller coaster of life, we don't let our life be so strongly affected by these seasons, and we find an evenness through them. And we know that everything we have is temporary, the amazing things and the hard times. And the thing about this is, like, everybody's life looks different. I'm not going to stand up here and say that, like, everybody's got this, like, perfect, like, sine curve. That's all that math class. This like perfect like curve, and then it looks the same for everybody, and seasons look different for everyone. And sometimes those seasons are short. And I know that there's a room full of people, and I know there's so many people in this room, and you've been in a season for 10 years. You feel like you've been in this coldness of winter for so long. And everybody's life looks different. And understanding this doesn't ease that pain. It doesn't. It doesn't make what you're going through less difficult or less painful. But it's so important to know that that's not the end of it. And that where we're at right now isn't where we will always be. And so what do? You got to enjoy the good. You got to enjoy the good things in life. We are going to have a freaking wedding, and we're going to celebrate with all the people that are closest to us. And this is going to be a day that I will never remember. And this is this day. This is an amazing season. And when we go into other seasons in our life, we're always going to be able to look back and think about what it was like when we got married and think about that love that we had for each other and embrace that. And in the midst of the valleys, we can look back and say, man, life was good and life is going to be good again, that this isn't where it stops. And then you got to hang on through the bad. You got to hang on. And trust me, I wish I could do like a 4-week series about this and give you like 7 practical ways of what it means to hold on. And this is so big, and that's such a vague statement, hang on. But that's what I want to leave you with, is like, you got to hang on, you got to push through. You got to step back and know that that's not the end of it. A few years ago, I got talked into doing this thing called the Tough Mudder, and it's this ridiculous race that you do with friends, and it's like 10 miles long, and it's like, it's just mud. It's 10 miles of mud, and you do it as a team, and then there's like every like half mile or quarter mile, there's an obstacle, and you kind of like go through this thing, and it is like, I'll tell you what, you get into like mile 6, and it's horrible, and you're literally just like running through the mud, and it's like a foot deep, and every step you take, you're just like, oh, every step is a struggle, and the thing that gets you through that is knowing that there's a finish line. It's knowing that it's going to end eventually and that it's going to be over. And I don't want to minimize the struggles of life and minimize the seasons to some silly race, but it's the principle stays the same. You got to push through. I mean, this is a battle. This is a race, and it doesn't end where we're at. The thing about this And hanging on through the hard times is one of the only reasons that I got through this was because I did it with 2 of my best friends. And before you start the race, they say, never leave your friends behind. They say, finish together no matter how long it takes you. And in these seasons of our lives, there's these things, these principles, these practices that we can implement into our lives, like friendship, things, people that we can draw near to and hang on to. When I finished this race, they give you like this, you know, you pay like $80 to go run through the mud for 6 hours, and then they give you a headband. Like, good job, you did it. But when you finish, like, they give you a headband and a shirt, and they take your picture, and it's an amazing accomplishment. And so often, these hard seasons in life that we go through become our proudest moments. When that season's over and we're standing on the mountaintop looking back, we're able to say, look how far I came. I didn't give up. I pushed through when it got hard, and I hung on. And for a lot of you, that's one day at a time. You just got to go through till tomorrow. Because Ecclesiastes, what he says is that we wouldn't take anything for granted, so that we wouldn't have any assumptions. He's proving the point. He's trying to help people see. He's trying to help you see. He's trying to help me see that we don't know what God is doing. That our view is very limited. And that we have no idea what's next. We have no idea the circumstances of life that are ahead of us. And it's so cool because when you look at our world and you see these seasons, you know, the darkest hour of night is followed by the early sun of the morning. And these rays of sun coming over the horizon. The coldest times of winter are followed by spring. That the lowest of valleys connect to the tallest of mountains. Every time. The sun always comes out. The cloudiest of skies clear away. And that's the world we live in. That's the hope that we have to hold on to when we have the right perspective. Seasons are part of God's plan to change the way that we look at our world and change the way we look at our life. And that's not it. That's not the only plan God has for seasons. God wants to use seasons to change our perspective on life, but God wants to do something else huge and equally as important with seasons. God wants to use seasons to change our perspective on Him. And the Bible is full of verses that talk about the uncertainty of life, that talk about the seasons of life, but it's equally as full of the verses that talk about a God who stays the same all the time. And this is just one verse. I pulled it out of Proverbs, and it says, "For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues to all generations." And so often we go through these times of our life, and it's funny because when I'm in these low seasons, these hard seasons, that's where I'm like, "God, I really need you now." And then when everything's good, it's like, I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. And God wants to use these seasons in our life to show us that, although this is life, this is not God. And that in reality, although life is not always good, God is always good. Sorry, that should be capitalized. I'm horrible at grammar. God is the only thing that's good forever. God. Everything in life has seasons. And God says, "I don't have seasons. My love never changes. I'm always good." And God wants to use these seasons in our life to show us the disparity between us and Him. To show us the disparity between our world and who He is. To show us the difference between relationships with other people and relationships with God. To show us that although our health might have seasons, our finances have seasons, our world has seasons, God is always good. And that no matter what is going on in our life, that never changes. And that is what we can learn to hang on to. I grew up in church, and so, you know, you grow up in church, you pick up a lot of churchy sayings, and some of you might have heard this before, and for some of you, you've never seen this, but there's this thing that you do at church, and one person says, "God is good all the time," and then everybody else says, "All the time, God is good." So we're going to practice that. Are you guys ready? I say it first, and then you say the yellow. "God is good all the time." And you grow up hearing this. It's like one of those chants that you say. Like, we'd yell it back and forth across the gym during, youth group. And as I was, getting ready for this message and reading through Ecclesiastes, this took on a whole new meaning for me. And I realized that God is the only thing that you can put in there. I think I died. That God's the only thing you can put in there. And if there's ever a time where you try and take God and put something else in there, life is good all the time. All the time life is good. Relationships, family, health, finances, children. It doesn't work. And God wants us to realize through these ups and downs of seasons that is who He is. And as we go through these, every season we go through is an opportunity to grow closer to this God who's always good, an opportunity to understand a little bit more about what this means in our lives and how God wants it to play out for us. A couple years ago, two or three years ago, I got to meet this really great guy, Craig Rice, and he's a part of our church. And it's when Joel and David Flaydong and me, we were on this like Jillian Michaels P90X kick, and we'd work out in the mornings. And Joel met this kid, this guy, he's not certainly not a kid, Joel met this guy, Craig Rice, and I got to know him, and Craig is an amazing guy. Nicest guy you'll ever meet. He greets out front all the time. And Craig was at a really hard season in his life. He was crushed. And he was going through this failing relationship that was breaking up. He had a son who wasn't very old, and his life was falling apart. And he was experiencing something that all of us go through at one point or another. Craig was in a really hard season. And I love Craig. And Craig hung in there. He kept going. And it didn't make sense. We go through so many things in life that never make sense. But as hard as we try, we can't really ever understand them. But he kept going. And he surrounded himself with people who told him to hang in. He surrounded himself with people who said, "Dude, I know that life isn't good, but God is good." And at that time, Craig didn't know who God was. And he didn't have a relationship with Jesus. And over the next couple years, Craig just pushed in. And I'll tell you, that relationship that he was going through, that hard time, that situation didn't change. But as time went on, Craig started to enter a different season in his life. And eventually, Craig got baptized and accepted Christ at our church and made the decision to believe that God was the only thing good that was ever going to last and put his faith in Jesus and what he stands for. And 2 weeks ago, we had a big meeting, and Craig was there, and Craig stood up in front of 75 people and shared his story, part of it. And the thing I love about Craig is that 2-3 years later, Craig's a small group leader at our church. And Craig has like 20 adults in his small group, and they get together every week. And it's this amazing story of what happens when we go through life and we have the right perspective on us and on God. And God is using Craig to do things. If you would have asked Craig 2 years ago, 3 years ago, in the middle of that season, what his life would look like 3 years from that time, Craig would say he had no idea that God could use him in that way. And that's the thing we forget. We forget that God is good, and God can take anything we go through. God wants to use these amazing times in our life. He wants us to hang on to those and celebrate them, but loosely, and know that that's not what life is about. And God wants to take these horrible things that we go through, and he wants to say, "I'm good, and I can use those things for good, because that's who I am, and that's the business that I'm in." And so I just want to challenge you guys, consider both. Enjoy the good days and consider the bad days. What is God trying to teach you about this life, about this world, and about who he is? Take time and consider both ends. Hang on. You're never going to be where you're at right now. We're always changing, and God can do really cool things with that. Let me pray for you guys. God, thank you so much that you promise us that you're good. And that is so hard to fathom, because everything we experience in this life, nothing holds true to that. Nothing is going to be good forever. And you promise us, you say, "I am good forever." So God, help us to put our hope in you. God, I pray for anybody who's going through hard times right now, who's at a low season and feels like it's never going to end, feels like there's no hope, feels like God couldn't possibly turn this situation around. God, I pray that you would give them a new hope, a hope in you, a hope and an understanding that life has seasons. God, we love you. Thank you for today. Amen.